This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 732, How Anu Finally Achieved an IELTS Writing 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In order for Anu to go to Canada, she had to get at least a 7 on writing. And after 11 attempts, she was able to reach her needed score thanks to the 3 keys system. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a super awesome guest today, and we're also going to talk about what happens when you think you deserve a better score and you ask for a remark. This has been coming up a lot lately because writing scores have been challenging a lot of students. So, welcome to the show, Anu.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm so happy to have you here. We had a couple personal coach lessons, and I was really hoping that you would come on the podcast.
Me too. The first time when I met you, you had actually told me that we will definitely do a podcast, and here I am, very excited to talk to you.
It's so cool. I know, man. Like, because I got to look at your writing and, of course, do a mock speaking test with you. And I was like, okay, you're definitely going to get awesome scores. I am for sure going to get to talk to you on the podcast. Okay, so let's get into your IELTS situation, the preparation, the success, and see if we could get some tips for future test takers out there. So, first of all, Anu, where are you from?
I'm from India. I'm located in Hyderabad, down south in India.
All right. Awesome. And why did you take the IELTS exam?
Actually, I have plans to migrate to Canada. So I have been trying to succeed in IELTS. And finally, I did it with 3 key scores this time.
Okay. So let's talk about all the times before that you took the IELTS exam. You had to take it a few times, right?
Not a few. It's a lot. Totally, I took 11 attempts.
11! Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Okay, yes. So tell us about this, because I am sure there are listeners out there who are feeling this frustration because they've taken the test multiple times. And I mean, let's be real, like spent a lot of money on this silly exam. Now, why did you have to take it so many times? I mean, did your scores, were they always really low, or did they fluctuate, or like what was going on with your scores?
Well, I have to say one thing, that the only reason for me to take so many attempts is writing. It was a nightmare for me. And the rest 3 modules were like every time I had a static score, obviously for Canada PR, I would be needing 8 in listening and 7 plus in the others, which I used to always get, except writing, where I was stuck at 6.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so frustrating.
Right.
Okay. So before you got into 3 Keys IELTS, how were you trying to improve your writing?
I always did my personal coaching. I haven't gone out anywhere until my 6th attempt. But I used to refer to many websites and, you know, tips and tricks that were available online. And only when I was before my 6th attempt, I tried a institute which is located locally in Hyderabad. And the trainer there was good, but still, you know, the way that 3 Keys writing, or the other parts were taught in, it was not as good as that. So this is one thing I have to admit.
Okay. No, that's awesome. We are very honest on this podcast. So just let it all out, Anu. Yeah. Okay. So we're really going to focus on writing today, of course. Okay. So let's talk about the differences in how you prepared before Three Keys IELTS for writing. Like, what tips and tricks did you try before learning our Three Keys system?
It was definitely the structure which is necessary to write the writing part. So I knew the structure, but probably I was not using much of the keywords, connecting words. Then next thing was I was not using any examples, although I knew I had to write examples. That was really not sitting in my head. So these are the two things I think made a lot of difference.
And why do you think it seemed so difficult or impossible to use examples before? I mean, what about our course helped you to be more specific in your writing?
The first thing was obviously examples and a furthermore detailed structure that you have given, you have given a template, like how to start the opinion essay or advantage disadvantage essay. So that was one thing that eased out certain areas of writing so that I could concentrate in like using better sentence structures or complex words, something like those.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is so much to think about on the writing exam. I mean, we're worried about everything on the writing exam. Right. Ideas, vocabulary, grammar, organization. Like, there's so much to think about that test takers, like, you really need to have some structure in your head already. So at least there's a few things you don't have to think about. Like, if you study with Three Keys IELTS, then you know how you're going to organize it, what linking words you're going to use, and what examples are possible. I think it's really important to see a lot of model essays before you do your exam, just so you know what's possible. Like, what are your options for writing examples? Because I think that's what gets in the way of a lot of students becoming more specific, is like, they just don't know how. Like, should I talk about a person, a newspaper, my city? Like, I don't know. And then instead of doing anything specific, they just stay general or they just give more ideas and they end up just listing like five reasons in each paragraph, which, by the way, is a band six way to go. So we don't want to do that.
Right.
Okay.
This was also one thing I have to mention. I used to, for example, an advantage, disadvantage comparison essay, I used to write, firstly, this is first advantage, secondly, this, thirdly, this, or something. So yeah. that was where I never used to write any examples.
Totally. I saw that all the time on the exam. And like, it's really a shame because like, it's such a huge impact on your score. And in a way, like, I don't think it's really fair, but as an examiner, I have to stick to the scoring requirements, right? I can't be like, oh, well, I think you're actually a pretty good writer, so I'm going to score you higher. I think it happens a lot that students can be good writers. And they take the exam, but they're not sure exactly what the task score is based on. And that's when you end up giving like too many ideas. And if you do that, you cannot get above a 6 for task. So although you may be a good writer, you're not following IELTS requirements, and then your score stays at a 6. So let's talk about test day now. How did you feel when you started the writing? Like, were you really nervous?
A little bit, obviously, yes. But the tips that you have given me in that 1 hour Skype session had really helped me a lot, especially to mention clearly for the writing task one, letter writing. There you mentioned how elaborate or I have to go in each question that is asked. So that was one thing that helped. And next, for writing task two, it was mainly the examples and, you know, using the connecting words that I concentrated. And also have taken care that In each paragraph, the thesis statement, then explanation and an example, the flow should be similar. That is what I have taken care.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, the organization should be simple, and that goes against what a lot of students think they have to do, right?
Right.
The organization itself must be simple because that means it's obvious and it's clear. If the organization is complicated, then the examiner has to read your essay like 5 times and you're not going to get a good score. So we're very clear and simple with the organization, but we're using high-level linking words between every sentence. Like that's what makes the difference there between like simple and high scoring. Like we could still have simple organization and be high scoring at the same time. So you really need to see examples in order to understand what that looks like. Yeah. So about the personal coach session, what did we talk about for task one that might help other test takers out there? Because I think a lot of students spend too much time on task two because it is worth more, of course. But guys, like if you don't do well in task one, your score still isn't going to be the best, right? So when we're talking about more detail in task one, like what do you mean by that? Hello, awesome test takers. If you want help finding time to study for IELTS because you are a busy adult, come to our web class. We have a great study plan for your weekend if you are a busy adult. Sign up now and come live. Go to allearsenglish.com/busy.
Yes, first thing is obviously task one is just 150 words, so we have to stick to the point and do not divert at any point.
Yes.
Especially that happens in the introduction paragraph. If it is an informal letter, we tend to write, extending sentences.
Yeah.
So that was one thing you told me not to go about. And second thing was, how to, add the connecting or supporting statements and go give an in-depth explanation for each of the three questions that is asked in the letter.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, Anu.
Yeah.
If it were the real world, right? Like the introduction of a formal letter would be really long and we wouldn't even mention any of the bullet points probably. You would just be like, hey, what's up? I miss you so much, blah, blah, blah. But like, we don't have time to do that in IELTS writing. Like, what I tell students like you is we should have one or two sentences opening, one or two sentences closing, and every other sentence, every single sentence in your letter must be connected to a bullet point.
Right.
'Cause like you said, it's so short, like we don't have time to waste here. Okay, so when you got your score report, what did it say? What scores did you get?
Okay, there is a long story that I have to explain here. So first, I took a computer-based test, actually. So my listening score was 8.5, reading 7. It was a drop from my previous exams where I used to get like 8 in reading, but that's okay. Then, writing was 6.5, again a shock. And then speaking was 7.5. When I saw that 6.5 in writing, I was like, this is not my score. I have to get 7 plus, at least 7, which is required for my Canada PR. So I, without any thought, the very next day I went to IDP. I took an IDP Australia test. So I went to their office and I applied for EOR without having a second thought and with full confidence.
Awesome. Fantastic.
And one more thing I have to mention here, I was never so confident in any of my exams since childhood. Whenever my parents used to ask me, how did you write your exam today? I was like, I don't know. And I used to pray God until my results come that please God, please let me pass. In fact, I used to get 70s or 60s, 80s, something around those scores. But I see the level of my confidence there. I used to pray for at least to pass the test.
Oh my gosh, that's shocking.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So But you, but even before Three Keys IELTS, like, you were getting pretty good scores for listening, reading, and speaking. So, right. Like, are you talking just about writing? Like,
yes.
As far as being nervous? Okay. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. So, oh, gosh.
So, in fact, let me make it on a flow. So, when I, then after 2 weeks, I got the, I got an email stating your outcome has changed, and they didn't mention anything. So, they said to submit your original TRF. So, then we can dispatch the new one. So, obviously, I was so excited and I burst out in tears of happiness.
That, oh my gosh.
Yes, really, because 6.5, obviously, chain score would be 7 plus, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
And then I was like, I'm just a step away from stepping in Canada. And then I really shed out in tears. My mom, my dad were like, we never saw you so confident since your childhood for any of the exam results. And now we are shocked that you told us so correctly that you definitely deserve a 7.
Oh, I love it so much. I just, the strength that is coming through. Like, you're really painting a picture for me as far as like how you felt inside about writing, and to have this be a feeling that you hadn't experienced your whole life, like it makes it that much stronger, right? Like this strength and this confidence. Oh, this is so fantastic. Okay, so you got your results back, and what was the new writing score?
Yeah, it is 7 now.
Woohoo! Oh my God, no more IELTS for you, Anu.
Yes. I'm feeling so free because I have to mention this, that I have been trying. I wrote my first IELTS in November 2015, and it's almost like 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
I've been only studying IELTS, English, and it's like now since a couple of weeks, I'm like feeling so free that I have so much time to do other things.
So, Anu, what are you doing with all of your extra time now?
Well, I'm enjoying my, lost time. So, I'm a fitness freak. So, I'm spending a lot of time in the gym.
Awesome.
And also, I'm a photographer. So, I recently bought a prime lens and started back my photography.
Oh, I love it so much. Guys, okay, listeners, everyone out there, I hope you can hear the joy and the strength that is coming through when Anu is describing this experience. And future test takers, I don't want you to have to prepare for this long or take the exam 11 times. Just don't put it off any longer. Get into Three Keys IELTS and be done with your exam. So, podcast listeners, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want the course and those classes with me or an expert member of our team, just like Anu had, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Okay, Anu, do you have any last words of advice for our listeners today?
Yes, just follow the pattern and the tips and tricks that is given in the Three Keys preparation. Yes, that's it. You can succeed.
Awesome. Yes. Congratulations. I am so excited for you. And
thank
I am
you.
Very joyful and confident in just imagining your future life in Canada, just taking pictures and going to the gym in Canada. It's going to be so awesome.
Yes. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. And I have to mention this. While I was preparing using Three Keys videos and presentations, the one thing was, after day full of work in office and, I used to have just a couple of hours in the night to study. I used to feel so tired, but it was your voice in the background in the presentations that had, motivated. It's so energizing. Motivated.
That's awesome.
And did not make me fall asleep while studying.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, I think that's one thing that definitely won't happen while I'm talking to someone is that they fall asleep. You know, I am just so glad that we chose the name we did for this show and the IELTS energy thing, because it did sound weird at first, but it felt right to Lindsay and I. And that is truly what we bring you guys, energy with our teaching. Okay, yay, so positive. All right, Anu, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story today.
Thank you so much, Jessica, once again.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And all right, Anu.
And bringing my long IELTS journey to an end.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy we could help. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
Thank you, Jessica. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.